This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, cut the music.
What happened?
Get an overhead view of the fan cam, Ryan, if you can.
Oh, no!
As the laptop and the sweatpants took a big coffee spill just now from the chopster. Is it moving? Look at that face. He's got
that's
that.
It's moving.
He's checking the mouse. He's checking the mouse to see if it's we have movement here on the expensive computer.
Well, quite frankly, I just wanted to get it off my porn before the camera cut.
what happened?
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just moved my hand, and all of a sudden, it knocked over my cup. And I got a lid on the coffee mug. That's the thing. I got a lid on it. It's a tumbler.
It
went all over my gray sweats.
Let's see the gray sweats. What do you have? Oh no!
Right in
the tinkle area.
Yeah.
Right in the Bart Scott.
It's gonna be looking like I have some incontinence for a while.
Man, what do you have? What do you have as a backup to the sweatpants? What's underneath of that?
I've got gym shorts.
Okay.
I have them in the car.
Yeah. I think you don't have to impress anybody in here.
No, I don't.
You're sitting down on the fan cam. So there you go.
Dadgummit.
Coffee spill.
That's a very Jimbo Fisher of you.
I know, right?
Yeah. George Kittle yesterday, always entertaining, was asked to scout his opponent for Sunday.
They got stars all over the field. I love watching Dallas film. I think their offense is incredibly fun to watch, from their wide receivers, Ezekiel Elliott. I've always enjoyed watching him. The running back behind Ezek is incredible. He's fast, runs through tackles. Dak Prescott's pretty good at football. They've got an unreal O-line. They've got athletes all over the field. And then on defense, I think they've got a fantastic D-line. Parsons is a physical, fast guy. I'm excited to play against him. Friend of Van Der Esch. I've been looking forward to playing him because I didn't get to play him last year. And then I got Lawrence and Gregory. I mean, they got stars and athletes all over the field that know how to play football, and they love playing football. So, I mean, it's a really good team, and I'm looking forward to getting an opportunity to play against them.
Dang.
All right.
What an interesting, entertaining scouting report from George Kittle. More coming up at 7:20 this morning on DFW Sports Station. Other playoff games that start tomorrow. 3:30 it begins with the Raiders at Cincinnati. The Bengals are a 5.5-point favorite. At night, it's supposed to be around 4 degrees for New England at Buffalo. The Bills are favored by 4. The over-under is 44. Sunday, us at 3:30 with a pregame at 12:30. All right, you got the pregame at 12:30. They want a whiteout at the stadium. Jerry Jones will talk more about that with KMC at 10:30 today. Before our game, at noon, Eagles at Buccaneers. Tampa is favored by 8.5. And then at night, hopefully we'll probably be drunk or buzzed somehow, some way, either through depression or celebration, because I don't have much interest at all in Steelers at Kansas City.
No.
One person, though, that we know picked Pittsburgh to win this game. Did you see it?
No, I did not.
Of the insiders that have come on this show nationally, who do you think it could have been?
The national insiders?
Yep.
Ross Tucker.
No.
Would it be the guy that now joins us on Wednesdays? Brian Baldinger.
No.
Would it be the other guy that joins us on Wednesdays? Michael Irvin.
Nope.
Michael Lombardi.
Mike Florio.
Oh, of course.
So many Mikes.
Listen to this.
West Virginia, very close to Pittsburgh.
This one is setting up to be another memorable night for the Steelers and a forgettable one for the Chiefs. All reason and common sense suggest a Kansas City win, but with Tomlin coaching and Roethlisberger entering his final postseason run and the Steelers embracing a natural and authentic nothing-to-lose vibe, they can do the unthinkable if they can deliver an early uppercut to a flat-footed favorite with players who, no matter what they hear from the coaching staff, will approach this one like the easy win that it should be. It won't be. Mike Florio.
Seems fair.
That seems dumb. So he's the only one I've seen picking Pittsburgh on the road Sunday night with a 12.5 point spread. And then Monday night, Cardinals at Rams. I can't wait to see one of these two teams get taken out by the other.
This would be one of the biggest upsets in playoff history.
Steelers Chiefs?
Yeah. And maybe not the biggest. The biggest might be Jags over Broncos. I mean, obviously you want to go back to Jets over the Colts in the Super Bowl. That was a big one. But, you know, Patriots over the Rams in the Super Bowl. But man, like this is, I can't imagine a scenario in which Pittsburgh beats Kansas City outside of Kansas City just having five or six turnovers.
Yeah.
I really don't see, like, you know, if this game is just a regular football game. I don't see Pittsburgh winning a regular football game here.
Jacksonville is a 14-point underdog. That's listed on this website, number one. Jacksonville at Denver in 1996.
And you mentioned Steelers, so I'm thinking 05 Steelers. 05 Steelers, they were number six. They took out the number one Colts that year. So that was probably a big one for them. I think it's a little bit of a stretch from Mike Florio in this one.
Cannot throw the football.
Yeah.
Cannot do anything offensively.
No, can't. That Super Bowl Colts-Jets, 17.5-point spread. Yikes.
Wow.
That's big.
The Texans yesterday got destroyed. They're getting killed. I'm glad they deserve it. They fired David Culley after 1 year. Now, it was an odd hire to begin with. 65 years old. He'd never been a coordinator, but they needed someone to come oversee the mess that they caused with Deshaun Watson. So last year they had 4 wins with Deshaun. This year they had 4 wins. Of their 13 losses, 5 of them were by 10 points or less. They beat Tennessee on the road in November. Ian Rappaport says one of the reasons he was fired, he refused to make changes to his offensive staff. They finished number 32 this year in offense. So here we go with the Texans looking for a replacement, and there's rumors that they're looking to New England again.
Yeah, and that would be Jerod Mayo, who's one of their assistant coaches, go Vols. But this is like, first of all, it's a job. Who wants this job, right? I know it's one of 32, and you take it if you can get it. But they just fired somebody who they did not give a chance to. They just fired somebody who they gave a poor team to. Who they gave no quarterback to. Like, really? You're going to fire him? What did David Culley do wrong?
Yeah, it's a joke. And you're starting to see why Deshaun Watson hates these people upstairs. Here's the great news. They owe Culley another $17 million over the next 3 years. So he's basically getting $22 million to coach 1 year. So good for him on that. $22 million for 1 year, and now we have one black head coach in the NFL. Adam Schefter put that out, and I said, all right, this is going to give me about 10 minutes of reading because I can't wait to see what these comments look like. And they lived up to what I thought they were going to be. What's the significance of this? Why would you put that out there? So what? Really unfair. So you got a league that's made up of 75% African Americans playing with one head coach, as they're supposed to be moving forward and being progressive with the Rooney Rule, and hey, you get more draft picks and all these different types of incentives that we said was not going to work, and instead it looks like you're going backwards as of right now, as Mike Tomlin, the only African American head coach currently.
Yeah, now, like, Brian Flores will probably get hired this year.
Yep.
And it seems like Mayo will get hired, and Leftwich may get hired in Jacksonville.
Who knows about Bieniemy?
Who knows?
So you may have, and then I mean, there's other minority candidates that aren't black, like Robert Saleh and Ron Rivera. It's, you know, it's still obviously behind, like compared to like the NBA or Major League Baseball, it's still very much behind.
877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing fan text to hit us up here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. We're live on the fan cam and live on Twitch as well. Other around the NFL coaching rumors, Jordan Schultz, who's pretty solid as a reporter, said that the New York Giants and Brian Flores could be a marriage.
Okay. Who is the general manager is a question I would have.
Here's what he said exactly. Don't sleep on Flores to the Giants. I'm told John Mara respects and likes him, a Brooklyn native, and that Flores would prioritize the Giants' job at or near the top of his list.
It's a good job.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. It's one of the charter franchises. It's a good job. Big market. Tons of money. It's a good job.
I don't think you get to stay a good job just because you're a charter franchise. I think that's kind of like outdated. Like the Knicks forever, not a good job.
Knicks have always been a good job.
I mean it should. You don't think it depends on who your owner is and what type of mess and the way they're conducting business? Knicks have been running through coaches forever.
They haven't found a good coach, the right coach, I should say. But no, like taking a job in with the New York Giants. Now the Jets aren't necessarily a good job, but the Giants absolutely are a good job.
Just because they're the Giants?
Yeah, because of the Giants. I mean, it's for the most part, it's been historically a well-run franchise that seems to win more often than not. They haven't had a quarterback lately. But first of all, secondly, basically every NFL job is a good job. You find a quarterback, like everywhere,
right?
But no, yeah, like the Giants are a good job. I would not say that the Jets are a good job or the, like, I don't know.
I mean, the Jets, you could argue, is a better job than the Giants. It's not about who's been around. It's about who the quarterback is.
No, I understand that's short term, yes. And it is. Like, you know, the Jets have a quarterback. They're in a better position to succeed.
Like, Jacksonville's a better job than the Giants.
No. Jacksonville has a better chance of winning right now than the Giants do because they have a better quarterback.
Yeah, so that makes it, to me, it's a better job.
Yeah, man. Okay. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from. But there
like,
is
like,
a...
Like Washington, aren't they? They're a charter friend. They're one of the original eight.
Yep.
That's a mess.
It is a mess, but there's a prestige of being the head coach of certain teams.
Okay.
That will always be there. We'll never leave the prestige of being that head coach.
So that's the latest with Flores and the rumors.
And by the way, real quick, what are teams going to stop this New England mess? Just trying to hang on and latch on to any of Bill Belichick's lackeys?
Oh, wait, let's play this then. Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM on the GM shuffle on a story he heard between Brian Flores and Tua.
The Miami question for me is, which I think they're going to find out if people are honest in the interview, right? Like, a lot of people are never honest in the interview. They tell the owners what they want to hear. They tell the GMs what they want to hear. But if you're really honest, are you going to sit there and say, I can build a team around Tua? Because that's what Ross wants to hear. That's what Brian Flores wouldn't say. I mean, we've seen all the conversations that Flores basically was, you know, had with Tua, where Flores told Tua at halftime of the Tennessee game, this has all been reported. I mean, look, I don't think Flores was shy about telling him, hey, I should have picked Mac Jones. Ugh. I mean, I don't think he was shy about telling him that. In fact, I know that he wasn't. You know, I remember I said there was commentary between the head coach and Tua during the season, and I wouldn't reveal what the conversation was. Well, the conversation was, hey, if I'd have knew you're going to be this bad, I'd have picked Mac Jones.
Damn.
Jackass.
Huh?
What a jackass. Yeah, go to the Giants. Go to the Giants.
You're talking about Flores,
yeah,
right?
Go to the Giants.
That's unnecessary.
Should have picked Mac Jones.
I like to tell him that. like that's a little. That's too much for me.
It's a bit much.
Like you can destroy him and you can kill him and you can coach him harshly and you can rip him apart. But I mean, to sit there and be like you're a mistake. You're a mistake. We already know you are. How the hell is that going to help anything?
It's not.
You know,
it's not. But like, when are they going to catch on that the New England way of doing things is just horrible? Like, you know, it's got.
It's got
I mean, but many would argue Flores, Miami's, the Dolphins are getting blamed for this, not Flores.
But
like Brian Flores, the majority of people would view as a success.
Because they, and he was like from a wins-loss standpoint, yeah, he was.
Which is rare for the Belichick people.
It's very rare for the Belichick people.
It's like him and Bill O'Brien.
Right. Adam Gase won 10 games there, though, in a season. Like, he was terrible. But it's just the way of doing things in New England is bad. Like, it just doesn't work. It works there because of Brady, and they still have the juice left over. But the rest of them, you know, and people will blame the Miami Dolphins ownership because they don't know the whole story that went on. And you just look at, well, people will look at the record. Well, this record was good. Had to be the front office's fault. And we don't know. Like, he could have been,
yeah.
He could have rubbed people the wrong way and had a terrible culture.
Right.
And chances are, he had a terrible culture because the New England way sucks.
Why does it suck?
Because it's collegiate in high school. Belichick could do it and get away with it because Brady was there and he won 10 titles. And he still has the juice there. But the rest of these guys, have you seen any New England guy leave, go somewhere else, and have any remote success other than Flores? No, because they all try to run it the same way, and it sucks. It's stupid. It's collegiate. It's high school. It's authoritarian. It's just dumb. Professionals don't want to deal with that crap.
Why are you so worked up about it? Because you got pee stains on your pants?
Yes, because I have coffee stains over my pants.
Mavs at Memphis tonight at 9 o'clock, and you're going to have the Stars in Florida. My goodness, the Panthers are 24-7 and 5. So hockey at 6 and 9 o'clock tonight. Luka against the guy who is overtaking him in the All-Star game voting. Ja Morant is in the backcourt right now with Steph, with Luka on the bench. Headlines as Novak Djokovic facing deportation as his visa was revoked again. Back to the game. Did we get disrespected by Nick Bosa yesterday? I think Tyron Smith and Leo Collins need to hear this, and you definitely need to hear RJ Choppy's playoff song to get you set for San Francisco. We'll bring it to you right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The official pick at 8 o'clock this morning, RJ's 5 things he wants to see, and who's going to win this weekend and why. Cowboys, San Fran, 12:30 pregame on DFW Sports Station. 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text to hit us up. We're live on the fan cam, and we are live on Twitch as well. 877-881-1053. Yesterday, Nick Bosa was going viral when he was asked about the Cowboys' tackles that are going to try to block him this weekend.
I think they're both very solid players. Obviously, Tyron's had a Hall of Fame career, I think. And him and Trent have been the best tackles in the league for a long time. But they're definitely beatable. There's tape on them getting beat, and we're trying to do the same. But they've definitely been in and out of the lineup a lot this year and the past years. So just game plan is to make them work.
he's not really wrong. It was just you know, kind of brutally honest there.
In a related story, there's tape of every player getting beat.
Yeah,
at some point.
In another related story, Bosa talks like he's chopped and screwed.
Yeah. What was that?
I think that Tyrell Smith is going to be beat up.
So this is the guy that something could steal the Comeback Player of the Year award away from Dak Prescott. Chris Sims said he would have Joe Burrow 1, Bosa 2, and Dak 3 as he came back this year and put up monster numbers with 15.5 sacks. And then the tackles for loss that Brian Baldinger was talking about the other day.
I really feel bad for Joey Bosa. Joey looks like me, and Nick is like, Zam, Zaddy.
Well, you don't agree, or you just...
Agree with what? I don't know what Zam... how can I agree with something called Zam, Zaddy? I don't know what that means. Okay. Is that TikTok?
Okay, no, number one, no. I agree with what your first statement. You do look like the other Bosa brother. You guys look...
Schnoz.
Got that big nose and the weird-shaped cranium area.
Pirates want to hire you for their plank. But yeah, you guys had the same thing. And what was that phrase?
Just, you know, it's just, he's a good looking man. Nick's a good looking man.
Okay, didn't say that.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have the punch.
The punch.
It's the same punch.
So that is him talking about the tackles. And look, we haven't really talked about or worried too much about just throwing Tyron Smith back out there. I think we just assume that Tyron's going to be fine because you don't see Tyron get torched in games. Whenever you're talking negatively about Tyron Smith on the field, it's like a random weird holding call at some point in the game. There'll be like one hold that hurts you on a drive, but he's not getting torched and he's not getting beat. But Bosa against Tyron Smith, that could be the best matchup of the entire day.
Great matchup, man. That's going to be a great matchup. I can't wait for like that is that. I mean, you know, Micah and Trent would be an amazing one. Right, that would be a really good, you know, or Tank and Trent, but
yeah.
You know how they attack Micah is going to be a matchup to watch. You know, because they're either going to use Juszczyk or, you know, they got to have somebody athletic to be able to key on him. But this one will be another great one, and it really, really would. So there's some interesting matchups that are outside the quarterbacks in this game. A lot of them outside the quarterbacks this game.
Let's hear, since he gave such an overall great scouting report on the team, let's hear about our pass rusher, George Kittle, breaking down Micah.
He can do it all. He lines up everywhere. He makes plays all over the field. There's a clip versus the Giants where they tried to do some type of pick route. He fell off. It got a knockdown in the red zone. I mean, he's a smart football player. But at the same time, he's fast. He's violent. And he's very physical. You can just see all the sacks that he gets. It's just because it's his effort, his tenacity. He's a hell of a football player. But you can see the effort in there, too. He doesn't rely on his athletic talent. You can tell that he knows what he's doing. He's out there. He's going against guys. He knows what their techniques are. And then at the end of the day, he's given that high effort, and it allows him to get those sacks, allows him to get those, you know, those the knockdowns, the forced fumbles. He's just a really good football player. You can tell just by watching the tape. He jumps off the tape at you, even though it's silent. And if you have a football player like that, he's got a chance to be great.
All right, Choppy, let's talk about the QB matchup and the QBs in this postseason. As we know, it's probably going to end up determining who makes it to LA.
Yeah, so I went and looked at both quarterbacks and where they rank. In a bunch of various categories, and it's as expected. Dak ranks somewhere between 6 and 9 in just about every single metric. QBR, adjusted net yards per attempt, the number of points contributed, total plays, efficiency, completion percentage over expectation, all those. And Jimmy is a much... So Dak literally is between 6 and 9 in every one of those.
No.
Ah! I see what you did there. Meanwhile, Jimmy is as high as 5. So he's 5th in efficiency and in time to throw. So he gets rid of the ball quick.
Yeah.
But he's as low...
But Baldinger said he's got the same release as Romo did.
Yeah.
Release.
He's as low as 22nd in, like, total plays, Now, some of that is there's a lot. Now, the reason that I put total plays in there is it just shows the difference in the offenses and the health. But also, just take that one out. He's as low as 18th in, say, expected points added throughout the entire season. So he has got really good things and really bad things about him. Which means he's inconsistent. And that's why he is not where Dak is. Dak's a much more consistent player. When you're between 6 and 9 or 5 and 8 in every whatever it is, in every category, you're a consistent player. You're a very consistent player. And when you're between 5 and 18, you know, you've got some really, really solid things about you. And then you've got some attributes as a quarterback that are below league average, and that's just not good.
All right. And then we had the playoff quarterbacks ranked throughout.
Yep. Quarterbacks ranked throughout. Now, where would you think that Dak Prescott would land?
And this is from ESPN?
ESPN.
All right, so I'm going to do it like the way they're playing right now.
Okay, so you're not going to... So, theoretically, Joe Burrow could be higher than, say...
Yes.
Josh Allen or Dak or whoever you want to put it. However you want to feel that those guys are.
So, I would guess, like, right now, tomorrow, who's playing the best? I know Rodgers is higher. I know Mahomes is higher. Tom is going to be higher. Right now, Burrow's playing better. Who would I trust tomorrow in a playoff game? That'd be tough. I would personally take Josh Allen over Dak. And then to me, Dak is like on that even level. There's like a four-horse race, a photo finish between Dak, Kyler, Carr, Stafford. So I'll say that Dak is in like the number 7 spot.
Okay. That is exactly where they had him at.
Oh, grrr.
Right. Okay. So,
did I get the guys right above him? Let's go in order.
All right. Number 1 is Mahomes.
And how'd they do it? Did they do it based upon the way they're playing right now?
They looked at their biggest strengths and their biggest weaknesses. They used all the metrics that were kind of available to them.
All right.
So Mahomes was 1.
All right.
Brady was 2.
Rodgers
was 3. His strength is avoiding turnovers. Number 4, they put...
What was Brady's strength?
Tom Brady's strength. Pressure, sack avoidance, short passing efficiency.
All right.
Second quickest time to throw in the league, which is good. 4. Who did they have at 4?
Number 4...
I'll just give it to you.
Is it Burrow?
No, they had Josh Allen at 4.
Josh Allen.
Number 5, Joe Burrow. Number 6, Kyler Murray. And number 7, Dak. And I thought the write-up here was great. Dak's strength is not a singularly elite skill. It's being good in a wide range of areas. And I think that is a perfect way to put it. He is very good in a lot of things. His weakness, they put, was running. He had a negative expected points added on runs this year. So he was a detriment every time he ran the ball.
Ooh. And that's it. And then the rest of the order after 7?
Stafford 8, Tannehill 9, Carr 10, Jimmy 11, Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts, Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay. So Jalen Hurts second to last.
I get it. I mean, who are you going to put him ahead of? Are you going to put him ahead of Mac Jones? Are you going to put him ahead of Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr? I mean, you know, you're not going to put him ahead of those guys.
All right. So that's the look at the quarterbacks that are going to be playing this weekend and throughout. Aaron Rodgers and, of course, Tannehill are on the bye. Do you feel disrespect for your boy Tannehill on there? You've always loved him.
He hasn't had a great end of the season. For him to be at 9, he's not going to be ahead of Stafford. He's not going to be ahead of Dak. I mean, I think that's fair. It's the playoffs.
All right. Choppy says this could be, this is a bold statement. He says this could be the best song that he and Troy have ever done. Troy with the production. Choppy with the studio time, getting you ready for Cowboys San Francisco on Sunday, 12:30 pregame here on The Fan. Is there any other way I need to intro this?
This is a banger, man. This song slaps. It just slaps. I think this is my best work. Pay attention, not to the singing, but to the words.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows this.
Yeah, of course.
Jimmy G the star. I never seen another jaw like yours. Good looking and he loves porn stars. Oh yeah, he's got it all.
Whoa.
San Fran smells like a fart. Californians up and moved this far. Keep your players from standing on the star. We ain't forgot it all. No, we haven't. Ooh, you know it feels like I don't tax the guy. I see it with my eyes. I think the kicker's fine. And now it's Micah's time. Hello's on fire. We're gonna run up the score. You damn right. Ooh, you got me thinking like, ew. I love it when Dak throws it like that. It'll be a close one. We'll be the winners. Oh, Debo, how you gonna play with Diggs on your ass? And Jimmy, when you try to throw it, Trayvon brings it right back. And I say, ew, I love it when Dak throws it like that. It'll be a close one. We'll be the winners. Oh, Debo, how you gonna play with Diggs on your ass? And Jimmy, when you try to throw it, Trayvon brings it right back. And then you're gone.
Yes, I love it.
I told you.
Lyrical magic.
Oh, man.
I could understand all the words.
If I could only sing.
That was fantastic. I think the talk sing was even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a humongous song.
Oh, thank you. Yes, of course.
Yeah,
that's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, Sheeran. Fantastic. RJ Choppy, Troy Hughes with the production. Give him his props on the Autoflex Easy and Fan Text at 877-881-1053 or at RJ Choppy on Twitter. Who's got the most pressure on them in these playoffs? Where is Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott in the pressure cooker? Plus, official game picks all around the corner. It's Sean and RJ. Derek Holland is in love with this song. And Michael Irvin is texting us as well. Everybody involved on a Football Friday, continuing on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Michael Irvin, he's just being a party pooper.
Oh no.
It was a Sunday, you know, he wasn't as excited as we were about getting San Francisco, and he was not a fan of your song, Choppy. He said, so horrible, I have to write it twice.
Yeah. Well, listen, he is probably looking at it from the vocal standpoint, and I understand. It is quite tough to listen to.
No.
You're no Luther Vandross.
No.
I believe that's more of a Michael standard right there.
Wasn't Michael...
Donnie Hathaway.
I texted him back, not as bad as, is the gritty a dance? Is that something?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Please watch it and do it.
Did you see Irvin try to do the gritty? And I says, RJ's song wasn't as bad as you trying to do that dance.
Man, my kids. My little kids do that.
And then Pictionary. NFL Network, the best segment on any of the pregame shows is Pictionary. And Michael and his team versus the others, it is must-see television. And him trying to draw CeeDee Lamb, he has failed 2 weeks in a row of trying to draw CeeDee Lamb up there. So I had to defend you right there, Choppy. I didn't like that. He wrote horrible in capital letters twice.
He said horrible. Yeah, I mean, look, and again, the singing was horrible, horrible.
Yeah.
But the lyrics were fire, fire.
All right, Jesus. All right, let's go around the rest of the league with some odds real quick. All right. Favorite to be next Giants head coach. There's a report from Jordan Schultz that Brian Flores may be interested. Brooklyn native. They may be interested in him. Who is the favorite from Bet Online?
Harbaugh.
Doug Peterson.
Oh, God.
Where did that come from? I thought Peterson was just being tied to the Jacksonville job. So Doug Peterson listed as a 4-1 favorite. Brian Daboll, Bills OC, second. And then Brian Flores and Eric Bieniemy are tied at 5-1. Jim Harbaugh, 6-1. Byron Leftwich, Josh McDaniels, Kellen Moore is down here at 9-1. You see the story that came out that Joe Judge is a bad neighbor?
Yeah.
Man, there is some neighbor. What is that neighborhood app called?
Next Door.
Oh my God, I can't unsubscribe from it. I can't get out. It's like all the bickering of what you would imagine in a parlor with everyone just gossiping about each other, and I cannot unsubscribe from this thing. Apparently, someone wrote Joe Judge up on it as a bad neighbor, as we found out who the beer and pizza party was for.
Yeah, it was for his fired coaches and their families, yeah. Which not entirely sure if anybody actually showed up to that. But this neighbor says he is not friendly.
I can tell what type of coaching staff you have, what type of football team you're going to have when that much Mick Ultra rolled up to the party for your coaching staff.
Yeah, healthy. Healthy staff.
Too healthy.
It's good staff, right?
Too healthy.
So, Judge, when he moved in, this neighbor walked over to greet him with cookies. And they knew he was home. I guess they could see it was dark. Maybe they could see him through the window. And the man claims that neither Judge nor his family came to the door. Now, in the defense of the Judge family, if I was just hired as the head coach of an NFL team,
yeah.
I'm not answering the door.
Someone randomly knocking on your door?
The next time,
I agree,
is the man. So they left the cookies on the front porch with a note with the phone number, and Judge never sent the guy a text. He also said that when he was out running one day, he waved. He waved at Joe Judge, and Joe never waved back.
Big no-no in the burbs.
I have a guy who has a Netflix series in my neighborhood who does that.
Well,
he's got his own show and too cool. Can't stand him now. Yeah. Not a cool move. Don't like it. You can wave to somebody.
Now, what if he does the head nod when you wave and I do the head nod up?
That's fine. That's acknowledgement.
Yeah.
I want to know more about this neighbor that has a Netflix show in your neighborhood. I mean, you're in East Dallas. Let me type in Netflix and homicide. Let's see what shows pop up.
It's someone who runs a dance academy nearby.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So those are the two things that happened.
I went up to him / sometimes her, and I was like, my wife like loves you. You got to like pop over like four houses down. You got to say. This Netflix star moved into Dawson's house. That's how I tried to start it.
What?
I was like, oh, you moved into my buddy, you know, on the radio. Looking right through me, like, get the hell up off my property.
Shoot, yeah.
And
Shoot, yeah.
So, not a fan.
No, evidently neither of the neighbors are a fan of Joe Judge. And now the other thing with Judge is, like you said, the pizza party for the fired coaches and staff. And whether or not, you know, we didn't see any photos of anybody going in that house, did we? I didn't see any photos.
No, did not. And speaking of coaches and who's out there, Jay Glazer was on with the Dan Patrick Show, and Michael Lombardi yesterday started saying it more and more that Dan Quinn to Denver is basically a done deal. Jay Glazer was talking about the Cowboys assistant for now with DP.
A lot of guys that have been around, like Dan Quinn, is a hot name running around, and rightfully so, right? He's won, and you want to talk about building a culture. Like, you can't wait to get to work every day with Dan Quinn. I would say 99% of coaches change when they get the head coaching job. And it's a very rare few that, you know, and they have to change to a certain extent. DQ is the same exact dude when he's D-line coach for the 49ers that he is today. Dude has never changed. He's a rare breed.
So that was Glazer. Also being asked on that show, anything happen to Mike McCarthy if the Cowboys lose? And he goes, I don't think so. You never know what the Jones is. And I was like, that's ridiculous. Nothing could happen. And I asked RJ, and RJ said, I said, what if they lose 30-6 on Sunday? And Choppy said, I think he could be fired if they lose 30-6. And I was like, no way. Impossible. And Bobby Bell texted, said he could lose 70-0 and nothing would happen to him.
Well, Bobby just forfeited his right to be on the show with that idiotic comment. If a coach loses 70-0, he's getting fired. I don't care who it is. Could be Bill Belichick could get run if he loses 70-0
this
week.
No, not possible. No
a
way.
Home playoff game.
I mean, just went 12-5.
Lovie Smith went 10-6, got fired. At the very least.
Not in his second year. I mean, this guy's second year. Nothing can happen to him. Nothing can happen to him, I don't believe.
Didn't John Fox lose a Super Bowl and get fired 52-8 or whatever?
How many years was he there? Like after you're there a certain amount of time, this is McCarthy's first full season with a healthy team.
I'm not saying I would agree with it.
I just don't think it's even possible.
I think if you get, I mean, at the very least, every coach is fired if you lose 30-7.
Pressure cooker. We know he's in the pressure cooker.
Quinn's getting fired if they lose 30-7.
No.
Kellen Moore's getting fired if they lose 30-7. No. All right, which?
They just kept Jason Garrett for way too long. Now they're going to fire people after year two. How's that work? That doesn't make sense. That doesn't line up with what Jerry has shown us.
No, it doesn't necessarily line up with what Jerry. And they did lose. But again, it's a home playoff game against a 6 seed. And if you get worked 30-7, I think all bets are off at that point.
All right.
Who's got the most pressure on him over the weekend?
In terms of coach or player?
In the NFL, team, player, coach.
Team, player, coach with the most pressure. I can make a case that player wise, it's Stafford or Dak.
Yeah, I had Stafford. I originally had Josh Allen, then I had Derek Carr, then I had Dak.
Yeah, I don't think there's any. I don't see any pressure on anyone in the Raider-Cincy game. I see a little bit of pressure on Allen and McDermott in Buffalo, but then you're always going to have more pressure when you play for this team here.
Mm-hmm. You are.
Like, I know it's the smallest spread. I get that, but I mean. I maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm foolish. I just fully expect the Cowboys, they should win this game, and I'm not going to give them a ton of excuses that they don't move on to the second round. I think there's, you know, an expectation always for Brady, but I don't have a ton of expectation on them. Philly, it's all icing from here. They're supposed to be last place
easily
in the NFC East, and I think there's a lot of pressure on Mahomes and Andy Reid to definitely win this game. That obvious easily is the biggest loss, the most embarrassing loss of the weekend if it happens.
Yeah. I think it's Stafford with the most pressure this week. He didn't have a playoff win. He was brought in there with two first round picks, you know, traded two first round picks and a quarterback.
Yeah.
To do what Goff couldn't do, which is win a title. And then to lose in round one, you know, the Rams had been to the playoffs 3 times in 4 years with Goff. He only lost in the first round the first time out. The first try.
Yeah.
I think that would be a pretty big letdown.
Who'd you have for coach?
For a coach, I did have Mike McCarthy. He was brought in to take this team to the next level, and he's on track so far. You know, 3 seed. But if he loses the first round to a team that doesn't really have a good quarterback, I think the team will get, the fans will get restless. The team will be, you know, inundated with questions about his future. I think he's got pressure on him this week to advance. I don't think beyond this week he has pressure on him to advance.
Right.
But I think this week he does.
I agree.
And who would you say from a coaching standpoint?
I mean, I could throw Kingsbury in there, but I think McCarthy's won.
Kingsbury would be decent.
Again, biggest one. Embarrassment would be Andy Reid.
Uh-huh.
But the most pressure, I think it's McCarthy because he's got an easier matchup than Kingsbury.
Yeah, he does. Now, what about team?
What team has the most pressure? The Cowboys. Who else could even be second?
I think it's Buffalo. They're more ready to win a title, I think, than we are.
Okay.
They've been on the cusp. And they've been the stepchild in New England for like 20 years, and now they play New England at home. And if they lose to them now, like, when are they going to beat them?
Yeah.
They're also playing.
That's why this weather has to be scary for them.
Like, and they've got a top shelf quarterback whose time is now. Like, the money's kicking in. His money's about to really, really kick in, and that makes things more difficult. Meanwhile, New England, I mean, they've got a free quarterback for 3 more years before he gets a fifth-year option. So I would think it's Buffalo, but it could be the Rams.
I mean, you lose against that. To me, that game's a coin flip.
It is a coin flip, but you brought in Matt Stafford to win this game.
True.
Ironically, you brought in a guy who's never won this game to actually win this game.
That's right. 8-7s, and then, oh, God, Choppy will be insufferable if they lose. They have to hear about Jared Goff again. Oh,
see, you don't even know me.
How can I predict you? You're a flip-flopper.
I never talk trash. I talked about this with Holland the other day. I talked about this with Holland the other day.
Okay.
I never talk trash when it comes to sports. If my team beats your team, I never talk trash to you about that. And if your team beats my team, I expect you not to say a word to me because I don't care enough.
Okay. Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything in regards to what I just said. You're going to say, oh, I thought Stafford was an upgrade. I thought Jared Goff was a bum. You know, you are. I mean, that is in your arsenal.
I will not say that.
You won't?
No, because I understand that playoff football is very random.
Okay.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.